You're listening to Stoke FM, broadcasting on 92.5 FM and online at stokefm.com. I'm Megan Dooling, and I have some breaking news for you. BC is in a province-wide state of emergency. Premier David Eby announced Friday evening that the fire situation was rapidly deteriorating. 20,000 people in the interior are on evacuation alert, and 15,000 people are on evacuation order. Homes are burning in West Kelowna. Officials are asking people to avoid non-essential travel and to cancel non-essential accommodation. They need the roads clear and rooms free. The situation is such that wildland firefighters are being evacuated from their accommodation as they're fighting fires. The ridge of high pressure that accounted for the hot weather earlier in the week last night collided with a cold front. That's what's causing the wind, rain, and lightning we're experiencing. This cold weather is unpredictable, officials say, and the wind is what's causing the fires to be so powerful. Here in Revelstoke, Fire Chief Stephen DeRosi said this morning that Revelstoke isn't under any imminent threat, but conditions can change in the blink of an eye. He said evacuation orders will come through people's phones. Officials are saying now is the time to have a bag packed and to listen to evacuation orders. Stay calm and pay attention to what's going on around you. Once again, we're under a province-wide state of emergency. Stay off the roads unless it's essential, and cancel your hotels, Airbnbs, and vacation plans to the Okanagan, Central Interior, and Southeast. A legal order will be put in place if this advice isn't followed under the Emergency Measures Act. What else the state of emergency allows for is currently vague. The Premier said in a press conference that it lets people know the severity of the situation in the interior, and it allows them to easily access things so we'll keep communities and firefighters safe, he said. The only example he gave was accessing heavy equipment. Go to Drive BC, the BC Wildfire website, and the City of Revelstoke website for updates. Reporting for Stoke FM in Revelstoke, I'm Megan Dooling.